Father God, Lord, we just thank you for this evening. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, God. Lord, we give you thanksgiving for everything that you're doing in our each and every one of our lives, God. Lord, we decree and declare, God, that all the prayers that are going up in this midnight cry, God, that, God, that you would answer it, oh, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for dispatching your angels and to do the will, the things that you would have them to do, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for dispatching your angels in the homes. We thank you, God, for your anointing, God. We thank you, God, for your healing. We thank you, God, for your deliverance, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for saving lost loved ones, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for everything that you're getting ready to do, God. And Father God, we pray that you will cover each and every one of us in your blood. Lord, we thank you for Archbishop, Master Prophet, and leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. And Lord, we pray, God, right now, God, that we thank you, God, for them globalizing the prophetic, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for causing all those to come from the north, the south, the east, and the west, from the four corners of the earth, God, and coming into Pome, God. Father God, we thank you, God, for everything that you're doing, and you're building us up, God, and you're causing, you're training us and causing us to go out into the land and letting your word be heard clearly, God. And Lord, we thank you, God, for stirring up the gifts that are in each and every one of us, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's bombard heaven. Let's pray over in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, let there be peace on earth. In the name of Jesus, peace be still.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, in Jesus' name, we give you thanks again and praise. Decreeing and declaring, my God, truly, my God, this is the day that you have made. And Father, we will rejoice in it and be glad. Father, as we come, my God, we come humbly before your throne of grace even now. Father, with the confidence, my God, that you hear us always. And because you hear us, my God, we thank you for the prayers that are already answered. And we thank you for the answers that are already on this way, Father, because you hear us always, Father. We bless your name tonight, Father, for the birthing house and, Father, the latter rain. Father, as you're pouring out your latter rain and your latter anointing, Father, that you're increasing in the lives of the Lord, even of Zoe ministry, Father, even the prophetic heart of my Elijah. Father, that you are touching lives, my God. Lord, that you're expanding, Lord, our borders, expanding, Lord, the stakes of the tents, Father, and Lord, in the globalization of the prophetic. We thank you, Father, for your grace that is upon the line. We thank you for the spirit of unity. We thank you for the spirit of oneness. We thank you for your angels, even now in a mighty assignment, Father, in the east, west, north, and south going before us, with your name written upon them, Father. We thank you for Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan, pastor and prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father, that, Father, you are strengthening, my God, you are anointing, you are equipping, my God, with the mysteries, Father, that you proceeds from you, Father, in the throne of grace in heaven. We thank you, Father, for the open doors, my God, that, Father, is upon the line even now. We thank you, the Lord, that we know that the revival is a red rebuke. And, Father, you are pouring out your blessing upon the lives of people. We decree prosperity, Father, because you wish above all things, Father, that we may prosper and be in health even as a soul prosper. So we decree the divine healing, wholeness, and completion, Father, knowing that you are the balm and Gilead, that you are touching even prophets as Cynthia Dawson, my God, you are raising up strong. Father, we thank you for the finished work that is already being, Lord, becoming a reality of your word that has already gone forth. We thank you for the blood that's covering homes, lives, and families, my God, even upon the lines of every prophet, my God, representative, and their families, my God, both fire and air. We thank you for the mothers of the house, my God, that you are strengthening, my God, rejuvenating their spirit, my God, and rejuvenating their lives, my God, with long life, Father, you promise to satisfy us, my God. And we thank you as we honor you tonight, and we give you glory, praise, and honor for hearing and answer, because we know it's not by might, not by power, but by your spirit. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in the midst of us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Father God, we give you praise and thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you, Lord, for peace in the land. Thank you for Prophet Cynthia Dawson. Thank you for doing new thing in her body and in her heart. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Jordan, Archbishop. Thank you for Zoe. Thank you, Lord, for peace in these lands. Thank you, Lord, for those who are on the line and those that are not on the line. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, and thank you for the advent. Thank you for favor. Thank you for one of them. And thank you, Lord, for giving my father favor. And thank you for doing work in his body. Thank you for strength for both my parents. Thank you for them. And if it wasn't for my father, I wouldn't be here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my salvation for my family. Thank you, Lord, and in my bone. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I give you the praise. Oh, thank you for finding break. Jesus, I give you the praise and in the name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father God, I thank you, God, that we are a new creation, God. And I thank you, God, that we are part of your household, God. And I thank you, God, that we are citizens of the heavens, God. And I thank you, God, that we are partaker of your promise. I thank you, God, that I am your strength with the might by your spirit, God. I thank you, God, that you have rooted me and grounded me in love, God. I thank you, God, that I only speak truth in love, God. I thank you, God, for your greater favor that you have placed around me and in my family, God. I thank you, God, that I am the light in you. I thank you, God, that I am filled with your spirit. I thank you, God, that I am more of a conqueror, God. I thank you, God, that I am an overcomer, God. I thank you, God, for your righteousness in Christ Jesus. I thank you, God, that I am healed and that we are a healed people of God. I thank you, God, for your restoration that you have placed in each and every one lives, and especially on this conference call. I thank you, God, that we are free. I thank you, God, that we are already walking in victory. I thank you, God, that we are sanctified. I thank you, God, that we are victorious. I thank you, God, that you have us be who we are, God, in your precious name, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this is a day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this new day, and we're starting our day off with prayer. Thank you for the vision of the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah to allow this prayer line to occur. And God, I ask you to please bless each and every person on the line, each and every prophet, each and every listener, God, bless them with your grace, with your mercy, with your loving kindness, with your protection, your healing. And we thank you for what you're doing in our lives, God. And I ask you to look upon this country, God, this country, and the hot spots and places where these things are occurring that's of the enemy. We know, God, that you are in control. You are the mighty sovereign God, and your will be done, and your will is perfect. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives and in the lives of your people. And I ask you to bless them and keep them, comfort them, heal them, give them safety. And thank you, God. And I ask you for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, perfect her health and her strength, God, and put her back on her feet. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've already done. Hallelujah. Your healing is in effect. Thank you, God. Thank you for your mercy. And I ask you to remember each and every person who has a prayer request, be it spoken or unspoken, God. You know what's in the heart. You know what the desires of the heart are. And we thank you because you are God, merciful, loving, wonderful God. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prophet Michael Ellis.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy blessed and magnificent name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for this time of gathering. I thank you for each and every one of these prophets coming on tonight, praying, Lord God, praying on the intercession for others, Lord God, and the needs, Father. I thank you also, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, for Prophet Deborah Jordan, and also Master Prophet, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, you keep them in the way that you'd want them to be, Lord God. Not only them, Lord God, the prophets, prophetess, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for this time of gathering. I thank you, Lord God, for those in need, Lord God. Touch those in need to be healed in their body, also in their mind, in their spirit, Lord God. Touch each and every person, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for this time of comfort, Lord God. I pray, touch this country, Lord God. I pray for the spirit of peace, Lord God. I pray that we keep our minds in perfect peace, Lord God, even in the midst of storms or even in the midst of what's going on even around in the country, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that for just, Lord God, thank you for what you're getting ready to do, Lord God, even when we don't understand and we don't know what's going on. I thank you for each and every prophet, Lord God, on this tonight, Lord God. I thank you to touch each and every person, Lord God, the mothers, the deaconesses, and on all them, Lord God. I thank you. I give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this new day even now. We thank you for new joys even now. We thank you for new beginnings even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for every life here on the line even now on this morning. We thank you, Father God, for allowing us to come before you at the top of a new day even now, Father God. Thank you, Father, for this new day. Father, thank you for our families. We thank you for our loved ones, our elders, and our children even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for traveling mercies as we come and as we go even now, Father God. Father God, allow us to have divine healing and wholeness even now from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Father God. Thank you for ordering our steps even now, Father God. Father God, allow innovative ideas to spring forth through us even now, Father God. Father God, we'll continue to lift your name on high and give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you, Lord. and thank you for life. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus, God, we just want to bless you. We thank you, Father, for who you are in our lives. We thank you for your mercy, your love, your kindness, Father. We thank you for your Spirit that is upon us this day, my God. We thank you, Jesus, that, Father, you are God, and besides you, there is no other. We thank you, my God, that you have honored our steps this day, my God. We thank you, Father, for protecting our family, Lord. We thank you, Father, for protecting our children wherever they are, my God. We thank you for your hand that is upon even all the ministers right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you as we pray for the country. We pray for peace that passes all understanding, Lord. We pray, my God, that intervene in the situations that are happening right now, my God. Let your hand be upon your people, Lord. And we thank you as you are even protecting us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we know that we are not wrestling against the flesh and blood, but against the principality, against the power, against the rulers of the darkness. And we know, Father, that nothing will stand before us, Lord, as we stand upon your word, as we continue praying. Father, we thank you even for releasing the spirit of intercession upon us, Lord, that we will pray until something happens, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Father God, we thank you, God. Yes. Father God, we thank you, and we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, God. We thank you, God, for truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, O God. We thank you, O God, O loving Savior, O God. We thank you for the light of this new day, that your sunshine will shine upon us, O God, and upon our souls, O God. We thank you, God, for dispelling any darkness in our minds and in our wills, O God. We thank you, God, for teaching us how we shall walk and what we should do each day in our lives, O God. And God, we thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, God. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, O God. And we thank you, God, for the opportunity of this new day, O God. O God, may our day be done diligently, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for all the duties and responsibilities that you give us, oh, God. And may it be greeted, God, with joy, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for giving us a willing heart to be patient and fruitfulness, God, and faithful to you, oh, God. And we thank you, God, that we can truly say that this is another day of work for you, God. We thank you for this day, oh, God. We thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, God. We thank you, God, for strength, oh, God. We thank you, God, for making us fearless and worry-free, oh, God. We thank you, God, for your healing power, God. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the soles of our feet, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over all your people and their children, their family, and their loved ones, oh, God. And, God, we thank you, God, that whomever formed against us shall not prosper, God. And we thank you, God, that truly they have already is condemned, oh, God. We thank you, God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters, God. Thank you, God, your truly loving Savior. Thank you, oh, Lord. In your precious mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, lifting up our praises and giving reverence and honor unto your name, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for the transition that is taking place in Prophetess Cynthia Dawson's life right now, Lord. Thank you in advance for the turnaround and the restoration, complete restoration. And Lord, I thank you for being with all of the children during this new season of another school year, Lord. I thank you for being with the teachers and for the teachers and the parents having unity in the communication. And just thank you for being and covering the schoolhouses in this season everywhere across the world. Thank you for what you're doing right now in Virginia and in Seattle, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And Lord, I ask that you will be with my mother and my sister during this hour, Lord. Heal their hearts and heal their minds. right now, Lord. I thank you in advance for answering my prayers. And I thank you for answering everybody's prayers and requests, not only on this line, Lord, but those who couldn't make it. But thank you also for giving everyone sweet, peaceful sleep, not only on tonight, but for the duration of this week and for the rest of their life, Lord. Thank you for your unconditional love and your grace and mercy that endures forevermore. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this day, for what you're doing, Father God. We thank you for the new thing, Father God, that you're doing, even in our lives and even in our hearts, Father God. We thank you for touching our minds in this season. We thank you for touching our leaders, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing, Father God, in all of our pastors and our bishops, Father God. Right now, I want to lift up, Father God, even those that may be sick, Father God, among us, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for touching those that are sick and shut in. Father God, I want to also thank you for doing a new thing, even in the lives of our elders, Father God, even in our communities, Father God. Continue to touch them and add to them, Father God. I want to thank you for touching and adding even into our children, Father God, as they come into this school year, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for touching families even now, Father God, and touching, Father God, the people of God's families, Father God. I want to thank you for reconciliation in this season, Father God, and I want to thank you for redemption, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, even now for touching your daughter, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God. I want to thank you for recovery, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for this week, Father God, being a week of increase, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for increase at our jobs, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for increase in our health, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for good news, Father God, coming from the north, south, east, and west. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Father God, Lord, we thank you for moving by your Spirit. We thank you for the love that we have for one another. Lord, let it spread all throughout the earth. Father God, we pray for safe traveling mercies for Mother Jordan as she takes her trip, God. We ask you to dispatch your angels to shield and protect her from danger seen and unseen, and those that are traveling in Atlanta as well. And Lord, as we travel over the dangerous highways, we pray that you would shield and protect us from all her harm and danger, God. Father God, we thank you, God, for unity. We thank you, God, for love. We thank you, God, for peace. We thank you, God, for healing. Father God, we thank you for Cynthia Dawson, for her recovery, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in the lives of your people, even those that may have been sick or have needs, even in families that haven't even been able to come. Lord, we thank you for answering our prayers, oh God. Lord, we thank you, God, for blessing us even with our heart's desires. Father God, we thank you for lining us up in your word in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we thank you, for this is the day you've made, and we rejoice and we are glad in it, and we speak forth the perfection of your day, for today is the best you have to offer us, Father God, and every good and perfect gift comes from you, Father, and nothing shall by any means hurt us, and nothing shall impede our purpose and your assignment upon our lives, and we thank you that we walk in the divine timing of the Lord. We thank you that we shall manifest greatness and excellence, bringing glory to you, Father. We thank you that everything that we touch turns into prophetic gold, and you bless the works of our hands, and we find favor with our superiors, and elevation and expansion is our portion. We thank you, Lord, that our name is great in the earth, and we thank you for multiple streams of income. We thank you, Lord, for the divine abundant transfer into our hands. We thank you, Lord God, that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. And Father, we're violent in the spirit this morning, and we're violently taking what's ours, and we're violently snatching our loved ones, and we're violently snatching the backslider, and we're violently snatching our prophet Cynthia Dawson into health and healing and wholeness, and we're violently snatching our elders back into their right mind, and rebuking dementia and Alzheimer's and cancers and tumors. We are violently calling forth our abundance in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for our bishop, our Archbishop, our Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and we violently protect them. We violently war on their behalf, Lord God, for no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against them in judgment is already condemned. We violently protect our children. We violently protect everyone on this call and every family that's represented in the name of Jesus on the highways and the byways, those that commute, those that travel for their work. God, we violently dispatch our angels to protect them in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise, for no weapon that is formed against us can prosper. We cancel every assignment of the enemy, and we reroute every negative prayer prayed against us. We come against every witch and every warlock, we uncover them. Every witch and every warlock in our midst, we snatch out the covers in the name of Jesus. You said the enemy will come against us one way and flee seven ways. We thank you, Lord, that you said that if the thief be found, he must pay full restitution. He must pay 7 times 70, and we call forth the restitution for every loss, the restitution, Lord God, for every attack, the restitution for every theft. We thank you for the glory and honor belongs to you, Father, and your anointing destroys every yoke, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Company of Prophets. We appreciate you. We appreciate your service and your dedication of what you have given to this ministry and coming on to this prayer call. Just want to give a few announcements. Please join us back here again at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on this call. We are going to be here with having our teaching with our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, in the morning, all right? In the morning. It's going to be like literally 8 hours away. So join us back here. Is there any other announcements from any other Company of Prophets? Amen. Any other announcements from any other Company of Prophets?
Amen. And amen. Yes, and yes, Prophetess. Want to invite the people of God to come on and join us tomorrow for our Pop Life Radio show. It's going to be Man Cave Monday with myself, Prophet Prentice, as well as Prophet James Hamilton. Come and join us. The conversation will be about creating your prophecy. So come and join us from 12 noon to 1 o'clock. Thank you so much, Prophetess.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I want to also let everyone know, check your emails. Check your emails. Special messages that are coming to your email. Also want to let everyone know to check out, if you're not registered for the Book of the Month, make sure you get registered for the Book of the Month. Start doing that now, so by the time January, December comes, you are done, and all you're doing is just showing up for our Prophecology Conference 2018 in February. I'm going to say goodnight.
Yes, Prophetess Naomi.
Yes. Pastor.
This is Prophetess Deborah. Just want to thank all the prophets and everyone that was on the call this morning. Thank you for coming on the call. Thank you for standing. Thank you for you being who you are and the stance concerning prayer. We just want to acknowledge everyone and thank you once and all, especially Prophetess Darlene, yourself, and all the Company of Prophets that had a say in praying on this morning. So we want to ask the prophets to continue praying, keep seeing God in every situation that God is working things out, as well as those that are on the call that are listening. We want to say thank you, and we love you to laugh, and we look forward to seeing you once again on tomorrow morning. Peace and blessings. Thank you, Prophetess Naomi. Thank you, Prophet.
You're welcome, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor. We love you.
Amen. All right, and just quick reminder, Prophets, we are at 11:52 where we do the roll call, and the roll call is shut down by 11:58 so we can get into our lineup and make sure we're starting prayer exactly at 12 midnight. All right, okay, and that's 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time. I know it's 9 p.m. for those that are on the West Coast, so definitely just want to make sure everyone is aware of that. I'm going to say good night and good morning and have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Monday. God bless.